All right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we're doing a deep dive into e-commerce site performance optimization.
Yeah.
Think of it like we're about to soup up your online store, get everything running at peak performance.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be pulling some awesome tips and best practices from this report called E-commerce Site Performance Optimization. Tips and best practices.
Sounds good.
We're going to be covering everything from the technical side, you know, all the nitty-gritty details to how to improve the customer experience.
Yeah, because those are both really important.
Exactly. I mean, have you ever, wondered why some websites feel so snappy, so responsive?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, they just load in an instant, everything's smooth, and then there's the other ones that just, you're just sitting there waiting and waiting. It's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, and it's more than just a feeling, you know?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because speed actually has a huge impact on your bottom line. Oh, yeah. So it's not just about being impatient. It's like it directly affects things like your conversion rates and your bounce rates.
So like how much money you're actually making.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I've heard that like even a 1 second delay.
Oh, yeah.
In page load time can actually like hurt your conversions.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that true?
It's huge. Yeah. Like there was this study, I think it was from it's called Lighting Fast. That was the company.
Lighting Fast. What a good name.
Right. Yeah. So they shaved off just 2 seconds of their load time.
Yeah.
And they saw a 10% jump in sales.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah. And not only that, their bounce rate went down.
So people were sticking around longer.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this is great. I can actually shop here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna sit here and wait for everything to load. So
yeah.
it's huge.
2 seconds, 10% increase. It's pretty good ROI.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, we have to think about it from the customer's perspective.
Right.
You know, if somebody's coming to your website and it's taking forever to load, you're going to be frustrated. They might not come back, you know. It can really damage your brand reputation.
Yeah, for sure.
And it definitely hurts your long-term growth. Yeah.
It makes sense. And, you know, thinking about all the people who are shopping on their phones nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really that important to optimize for mobile?
Oh, absolutely. Like, mobile first is essential now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Think about it this way. Google actually prioritizes mobile-friendly websites when it shows its search results.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of people now are using their smartphones to actually shop and make purchases.
Mm-hmm.
So if your site isn't optimized for those tiny little screens,
right,
you're missing out on, like, tons of potential customers.
So it's not just a nice to have, it's actually a must have.
It's a must have, yeah.
Gotcha. So, you know, images are super important for e-commerce.
Of course.
Right. I mean, you got to show off the product.
Yeah.
But do they always slow down your site?
They can, especially if they're not optimized properly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like large image files, those are the biggest culprits.
Mm-hmm.
They really slow down those load times.
Okay.
But the trick is to find a balance.
Okay.
So you want to compress and resize the images, but you don't want to sacrifice the quality.
Right, because you don't want blurry pictures of your product.
Exactly. You want them to look good. You want them to be appealing, but
yeah,
you also want them to load quickly.
Right.
And luckily, there's a ton of tools out there. There's techniques that can help you find that sweet spot.
Okay, so let's get a little bit technical for a second.
All right.
Because I always hear, you know, all this talk about caching and CDNs and code optimization.
Yeah, those are important ones.
Like, what are those all about?
Yeah, so caching, it's basically like storing your website's data in readily accessible locations.
Okay.
It's kind of like having a you know, like a mini fridge stocked with all your favorite snacks.
Okay, yeah.
Right in your living room.
Right.
You don't have to go all the way to the kitchen every time you want a snack.
Okay, I like that analogy.
Right.
So instead of having to fetch the data from the main server every time.
Exactly.
It's kind of like readily available.
Mm-hmm. It's right.
In the mini fridge.
I gotcha, okay.
So it makes the site a lot faster.
Okay, and then what about CDNs?
Okay, so imagine your website's content is like a pizza delivery service.
Okay.
A CDN, which is a content delivery network.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having those pizza kitchens all over the city.
Right.
So no matter where the customer orders from, the pizza arrives super quick.
Yeah. And hot.
Yeah.
Nobody's waiting around forever.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense. And then what about code optimization?
Okay. So code optimization, that's like cleaning up your code.
Okay. You're getting rid of all the clutter, all the unnecessary stuff, and that makes the code run a lot smoother and faster.
Gotcha.
Kind of like if you have a really organized kitchen, it makes cooking a lot faster.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. So we've talked a lot about the technical stuff, all the things that are happening behind the scenes to make your website run faster. But what about the actual user experience?
Oh, yeah. That's super important. So you don't just want a website that's fast.
Right.
You want it to be smooth and enjoyable for your customers.
Okay. So it's the whole package.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are some of the key things there?
Yeah. So think about clear navigation. If a customer can easily find what they're looking for, they're going to stick around longer.
Yeah.
Intuitive search functions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a search bar that predicts what you're looking for.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are cool.
Yeah, those are really helpful, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like having a, you know, a helpful shop assistant.
Okay.
That's guiding you to what you need.
Gotcha.
You also need a streamlined checkout process. Nobody wants to jump through a million hoops when they're trying to buy something.
Yeah, for sure.
And then personalization is huge.
Okay.
Like having those tailored recommendations based on somebody's browsing history.
Right.
It makes the shopping experience feel really custom made.
Yeah. It's like you're being catered to.
Exactly.
Not just another number.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about the content on the product pages themselves?
Yeah. So you want those product descriptions to be engaging and informative, answer all the customer's questions, highlight all the benefits of the product, and high quality images are essential.
Yeah.
You want to showcase the product from different angles.
Okay.
And customer reviews are super valuable as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you're creating this virtual showroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a really immersive experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So they have all the information they need to make a decision.
So it's all about building that trust.
Exactly.
And making that online shopping experience as compelling as possible.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So we've covered so much today.
Yeah, we have.
We've gone from like the technical nuts and bolts to all these like customer centric, like things that make a really great shopping experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you think about your favorite online stores, chances are they're probably doing a lot of the things that we talked about.
Yeah, they're probably killing it in every area.
Yeah. So here's something for everyone to think about.
Okay.
How can you apply all this stuff, not just to e-commerce sites, but to, you know, any online experience that you create?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like whether it's your blog, your portfolio, anything.
Anything, yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.